John Oakley's City Confidential. Politically incorrect opinions, welcome. Call the John Oakley Show at 416-870-6400 or email John at oakley@640toronto.com. AM 640, Toronto Radio.
921. All right, let's start taking some of your calls on this dog matter before we move to other detritus. Bill joining us in Toronto. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Oakley Show.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I live across the street from an off-leash area, Withrow Park. And one of the things that we find is it's just common courtesy. Like when there's kids out playing in the park, don't throw the ball towards them or throw the frisbee. Like, you know, move them back. And I just find that there seems to be a lack of courtesy.
Yeah, but courtesy doesn't work. Look at Joe Fiorito. I mean, he would think the courtesy would be extended to him to keep the dog off his property, and yet people go there willy-nilly letting their dogs run and defecate all over his lawn.
Yeah, and that's where the conflict is that certain dog owners just feel like they have a certain right to be there, even though the parents have a concern with their kids playing. It's the same thing with, you know, we had a picnic, and then someone started up a baseball game, and the ball was falling in our picnic area. I mean, you know, they should know, have courtesy to know that we're there having a picnic. It's just a lack of courtesy, Johnny, that's all.
Well, which is maybe why we need hard and fast rules, regulations, and laws, and we rue that day, but it's come to that. There's no reasonable accommodation without it. Hey, let me ask you about this carbon tax thing here. You got to explain this to me. Chris Tindall, you're with the Green Party. Earlier this week, Elizabeth May, your leader, was on this program and had this to say.
It's a clear, straightforward, it's the most efficient, effective, and clear-sighted way to approach the climate issue, and it's basically a market correction mechanism.
Market correction mechanism, a 12 cent a liter carbon tax to correct the market. Joe Fiorito, does this make sense to you?
I went to Kingston last weekend, and there was smog from here to Kingston. Part of the smog is from cars. Part of the smog is from coal-fired plants in Ohio. Part of the smog is from our very own incinerators. We got to start somewhere. 12 cents a liter for gas, that's a start.
A start? Rob!
It's an old way of trying to change people's habits, you know, make it more expensive.
The carrot and stick approach.
But if we use the money that's raising the taxes to develop alternatives like hydrogen cell, hybrids. You know what? We should have a World War II kind of effort to come up with alternatives.
A Marshall Plan.
Right. Corporate and government getting together and making it, penalizing them for staying on the old system, but rewarding them for coming up with new alternative ways.
Chris Tindall, let me turn to you. Now explain how this 12 cents a liter, which seems very, it's onerous. It could be penalizing for businesses and people who travel a lot, courier businesses. How does this translate to their bottom line actually helping them?
Well, companies that have reduced their carbon emissions, I mean, what we're really talking about here, we're talking about eliminating waste, we're talking about eliminating inefficiency. I mean, those things are good for business, and the businesses that have started to do that have found that it helps their bottom line, and that's what the former chief economist of the World Bank said, that's what the evidence is telling us, that's why the four most competitive economies in the European Union have carbon taxes. And as you know, we would use that tax to then reduce personal income tax and reduce payroll tax and allow for income splitting. So it's not actually a new tax. It's not more tax. We'd just be shifting the taxes so that we're paying them in a different way.
Explain the income tax and payroll tax break, though, you're getting because you're shifting the tax. You're giving these companies a break on those taxes, are you saying?
No, I mean, you as an individual, all of us as individuals would pay less income tax because we would be paying more for gas. We'd be paying more for products that were less environmentally friendly. But we'd have more money because we'd be paying less income tax in order to make the right kinds of decisions. So
then you would be using the gas tax to make up for the loss in income tax, or will you be using that increased gas tax to find an alternative? This is what really ticks me off about GSTs and PSTs and any other STs that come across is that it ends up in general coffers and buys blinds for Stornoway rather than the GST was strictly for the deficit, and it's not being used that way. It's being used from the general coffers to fund Afghanistan.
And to your point, Rob, there's no way once a tax has been established that it's going to be rescinded. So to suggest that income tax and payroll taxes are going to be rolled back because we found a new source of revenue, i.e. a 12-cent carbon tax, there's no way in God's gray earth, I'm sorry to say, that anybody's going to implement that. Your intentions might be good, your heart is right, but
we'd do it at the same time so that you'd be able to see that. It'd be transparent. It would be revenue neutral.
Do I have to start saving my gas receipts? Because, you know, quite frankly, the guy next door to me who's a who uses his car for work, I don't. I tend to use public transit. You know, we pay differently. I got to save my receipts?
No, I don't understand. Why would you save your receipts?
Well, if I'm, you know, you're treating me, who uses public transit, the same as a guy who depends on a car to make a living.
Right. I see. So you're suggesting that he's maybe got it harder because he's got to use his car for work? Yeah. I mean, we have to be sensitive to those sorts of considerations. But what we'll find is that this actually rewards individual behavior. It means you can make a profit, you can save money on your taxes, or if you're a corporation, you can actually make a profit by being less wasteful, by being more efficient.
I still somehow envision a system where every time I go to the pumps, I got to save my receipt to prove that I bought X amount of gas so that I can then get X amount of credit at income tax.
No, it's actually less onerous than. I mean, the alternative is to create a really draconian system of giving
How do you differentiate between me and Mr. X?
Well, everyone would pay the same price for gasoline.
But Mr. X, who requires to use gasoline to make his living.
Like me.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you differentiate between the two of us?
Well, it's a real concern. I mean, what would happen is, in that case, that Mr. X is maybe going to look at different ways that they can become a little more efficient. Part of that cost is going to be passed on.
No, but look, never mind more efficient. Rob uses his car. I don't have to use my car. Mm-hmm. If you're treating us equally, you're penalizing him. And you're rewarding me.
What would be happening? I mean, we would be rewarding good environmental behavior, and I think that's part of what needs to happen. I mean, we can debate all we want about whether or not
this is going to be... But the devil's in the details, obviously.
Certainly.
This model doesn't seem workable,
I mean, the carbon tax, I think, is basically a not bad idea.
Yeah.
But the mechanics of it, I don't think you've thought it through. Like, I mean, we do our business, we do the same business, but differently, right? I'm on the street, he could use the bus.
Yeah. Well, the details.
How do I get a break, or he get a break, or what?
The details are all at greenparty.ca. It's hard to explain in sound bites, but it is a very detailed plan, and there are a lot of different. If we just brought in the carbon tax and we ignored all these issues, you're right. We have a problem, but we're not going to ignore those issues, and then we've got plans to deal with them.
Well, okay. I mean, people have to take that as an article of faith, then that the Green
and it's
Party.
Not, and it's not. This is. We don't want a Marshall Plan for energy. We want a Juno Beach Plan for environmental change.
Absolutely.
All right, but you know, it's interesting.
We're running out of time.
You're proposing 12 cents a liter, Quebec. 0.08 cents. Obviously, they decided they didn't want to take the whole gulp all at once. I mean, is that adequate in Quebec?
Well, what's happening, I think, is that Canadians have a lot of politicians already to choose from who will say what's politically popular. So the Green Party's filling a void where we're going to say what we think actually needs to be done. And so that's the role we're playing. We're going to advocate for what we think the right ideas are. We're going to be brutally honest, despite whether or not they're politically popular at the time. And we think that Canadians will come around to seeing that those are realistic plans that have
to
be.
So you're the shock troops on the vanguard of the political landscape.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the website is, again, greenparty.ca?
That's correct.
I appreciate you coming in. Let's see if that one flies and if there'd be resistance. I'm sure you will from folks who do, as Rob Lamberti has to do, drive his car for a living. Joe Fiorito from the Toronto Star, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the Metro Diary. Always a great read. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Stay cool this weekend, folks.
Hey, by the way, in parting, since I've got two journalists here and somebody else in politics, Paris Hilton and that story. Is that news?
No.
It's not news. It's not even good narrative.
No. It's a waste of ink and airtime.
Even the idea that this is somehow in your wheelhouse has to do with courts and the law and celebrity or other justice, it doesn't speak to
she's,
you?
She's a brat. This is not about crime. This is not about
street
stuff.
We should still be talking
stuff.
About Ipperwash, for Pete's
absolutely.
Sake.
Absolutely. And street crime that we see in Toronto.
But your
brats.
Paper gave some space to her.
Well, I disagree with my paper.
Joe, your paper gave space to this.
I disagree with my paper.
I don't have a paper.
But you'd disagree with it if you did.
That is
Would
correct.
You let her join the Green Party?
Oh, if she got $10, then, you know.
All right, membership has its privileges, evidently. I want to thank Chris Tittle for coming in. Got to have you back. And Rob Lamberti, crime reporter at the Toronto Sun. Have a great weekend as well. We're coming into the home stretch in moments on the Oakley Show, AM 640, Toronto Radio.